Hey friends, it's Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. Did you hear this news coming out of Texas? There are two very important cases that I want to bring to your attention. And you know me, I always like to dig deeper because sometimes on the surface, something can look really good. And there are some things that I want to share that are in the plus column, but then we need to look at this a little more carefully to see what the inconsistencies or even the hypocrisies might be. So let me know in a comment below if you know what I'm talking about, if you live in Texas, if you have heard what the Attorney General is doing, and if you can guess what questions I might have for this Attorney General. We're going to go into that in just a moment. This is important for you, even if you don't live in Texas, because Texas could set the stage and the pace for this type of legislation that I would like to see personally in other states. So let me do this. I want to thank you for being on board, and I want to thank the sponsor for being a part of the Healthy American channel and show. So let me take you right on over to noblegoldinvestments.com. Friends, I've been telling you about Noble Gold because it is the only gold company that I trust. And you know that geopolitical tensions are escalating. Inflation is raging, despite what they say. Stocks are sinking. Debt is rising, and your own financial future might not be looking too good. So gold endures every crisis. Wars, disasters, no calamity has ever beaten gold. While paper assets can crash and burn, gold endures every time. So you might want to take a fresh look at gold, studying your portfolio. And right now, let me share this with you. You can get a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Take a look at this. If you open up an IRA with Noble Gold Investments today. So shield your savings with Noble Gold Investments. And again, that's noblegoldinvestments.com. Of course, there is always a risk of investment. There's no guarantee of any kind, but get your questions answered by calling 1-877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. Friends, let's talk about the good news that is coming out of Texas. Let me know if you live there, if you know someone who lives there, if you're thinking of living there. Every day, it seems like I get a comment or a video on a video, or I get an email or even a letter from a healthy American who tells me that they are leaving their state and they are moving to America. And when I ask, what state are you moving to that actually represents America? Usually I'll get answers such as Oklahoma, Tennessee, Florida, Texas. Usually people are not saying they're moving to New York or heaven forbid, moving to California or Oregon or Washington or Hawaii. We know that there are a lot of issues that are going on in these states. So let me tell you what's going on in Texas. And I want to take you on over. So this is a picture of the Attorney General. So we can put a face to the name. And he made some headlines a couple of weeks ago. Here he is, Ken Paxton. He has been the Attorney General since 2015. And this is very important when we look at what has happened over the last several years of the hogwash sloshing and what went on in Texas during those years. There are those healthy Americans that were able to live in freedom and live in liberty, but Texas, like other states, did have their restrictions. And I'm going to share that with you in just a moment. So we're going to be talking about what the Attorney General is doing. And you may have seen those headlines. He is actually taking on Big Pharma, and he's also, or the state of Texas is also challenging the feds with a new immigration law. So I want to break down both of these actions for you. I find action very inspiring. It might not always turn out the way that we want. And sometimes people take action, they feel frustrated because they didn't get the exact result. But taking action is how we learn and grow. I do take issue when we're looking at government representatives who might be taking action in a way that might not have the intended desired result. I'm going to break that down for you in just a moment. Let's first look at the action from the lawsuit, actually, by Attorney General Ken Paxton of Texas. The allegations is the misrepresentation of the cooties cocktail. I'm still going to be careful with my language here to not trip the algorithm. And he also is claiming that there is a conspiracy to suppress public discourse. I find this very, very interesting, but I do have a couple of questions. So you probably know in 1986, there was a law that was passed that is called the Act. And what this law did is it gave protection. It basically shielded these pharmaceutical companies that were creating cocktails. It protected them from being sued by people that were harmed by these products. And ever since then, the manufacturers have been churning out more products at a breakneck speed because they pretty much can operate with immunity. And just as a side note, I would like to do another video about the 1986 Act and why it seems that there are so few of the heavy hitters out there, the big names in the movement. I really have not heard many people calling for repealing that act. And it's also concerning to me that that act and the legislation that brought it to be a law was created and basically authored by Barbara Lowe Fisher from the Information Council. I'm not sure if I have the name of her company actually correct, but you probably know the name Barbara Lowe Fisher because she has been speaking out against these cocktails for about 40 years. But I haven't heard any activity toward repealing this. Basically, it's the bottom card in the house of cards. If that law can be repealed, whereby these drug dealers, I'm not sure if I used the right word or the right term. If these manufacturers can have that shield removed, it seems to me that they would be a lot more careful with their products and the side effects. Again, I need to dance around a little bit with my language here on this platform. So in 1986, this act shielded the manufacturers from liability. And since then, the schedule for the jabs and the cocktails has just exploded. So from that time, at that time, I think there were three, and now there's something like 100 and something. I will do another video on that if you're interested. I typically don't talk too much about the details, but I do like to talk about the legal activity. So now the process for getting these new products approved hinge on safety and efficacy. There are some exceptions, and the focus of the Texas Attorney General's lawsuit centers on what he is calling the false assertions regarding efficacy. Now, this troubles me already because even if these products work, and even if they are safe, there still is zero legal authority and moral and ethical authority for any government, any employer, any college, any healthcare provider, any jewelry store, any Uber driver, any airline. In my view, they have zero authority to require you to undergo a medical intervention against your will. So I think that is very important to just state from the beginning. And I also need to state for all of our lovely algorithms and YouTube requirements that everything that the FDA says is absolutely right, and the WHO. So we're not here to question any of that, are we? No, glad we got that out of the way. We're here to talk about the Attorney General's lawsuit against this major manufacturer. By the way, in 2021, in April of 2021, there was a major hospital called Houston Methodist, and they fired scores of their healthcare workers who refused to become human pincushions. And I'm just curious, where was the Attorney General then when this lawsuit was going through its procedures? And I did break that down in a video for you, which still lives on BitChute. And my criticism of that lawsuit was that it was the wrong course of action. It got thrown out of court. It's not that it got thrown out of court, but it wasn't adjudicated the way that the plaintiffs wanted it to, in my view, because they brought the wrong course of action. If you'd like to see that video, I can leave a link for you. So I'm actually reading from my Substack. So be sure that you're subscribed. I know I remind you basically on every video because I would love for you to join us there. It's peggyhall.substack.com. It's absolutely free. I do want to give a special thank you to those of you that have upgraded to a paid subscription. Here's the first paragraph of that lawsuit. At the end of 2020, defendant P, I'll just call it P, broadcast to the world that its cooties cocktail was 95% effective. Based on this and other statements by P touting the efficacy of this new product, Americans were given the impression that this product would end the cooties hogwash and lift the veil of fear and uncertainty from the anxious public. Well, just my own commentary, it was the media that was driving the fear and uncertainty and creating this anxious public. The attorney general didn't mention that. Placing their trust in the P company, hundreds of millions of Americans lined up to receive the cocktail. Contrary to this company's public statements, however, the hogwash didn't end, it got worse. Now, I do have a couple of issues here. And I would say the hogwashing got worse, but the concept of how do I put this delicately, the disease and all of that, in my understanding and yours as well, a lot of that was overblown. Sadly, there were many people that met their demise, ostensibly not from some mystery illness, but from the protocols that they were subjected to in these places of medical care. How's that for dancing around the edges? Now, wait a minute. Here's a couple of more issues. This company, P, was not the only one that was broadcasting to the world that the cooties cocktail was effective. Did unsuspecting Americans only place their trust in this company? So I'm curious as to why the AG, Paxton, is only going after this company. What about the government? Don't they have any culpability in this? What about trusting the Texas Department of Health, the State Department of Health and Human Services, you know, one of the main entities in Texas that was pushing for the public to get the cocktail? How come they're not being mentioned in this lawsuit? This is the department that was quick to expand the eligibility for people to become human pincushions, and it was promoting all of the CDC and FDA guidelines, which, by the way, we should all follow 100% because they're never wrong. And isn't this the department whose mission was to make as many Texans human pincushions as possible? So I just have a couple of questions for the Attorney General here. The Texas Department of State of Health Services confidently claimed for months that the cocktail was safe and effective. Yeah, that is like a bumper sticker in our minds because of how often and frequently it was repeated. Much like, how do I put it, propaganda. I get it. Were they bamboozled also by this big medical firm that starts with the letter P? Nothing to see here, folks. It says that I've got another headline for you. In fact, let me just share this with you right here. So this is from 2020. Texas to receive 620,000 doses in the second week of the cooties cocktail distribution. And that comes from the Texas Department of State Health Services. So there is something called a fall guy where you are pointing out the liability and culpability of someone else, the responsibility, like it's their fault. So is, on the one hand, it's great that the Texas AG is going after this company, but on the other hand, it's almost as if they're glossing over all of the actions that they took in terms of encouraging the Texans to become human pincushions. I need to do a little more research and find out if this attorney general or the governor, much like Newsom in California, they were doing all of these incentives. First, it was something simple like, oh, you're going to get a donut after you get the jab. And then it was like, oh, you're going to get $50. And then it's like, oh, you're going to get another $50 if you bring your friend. And then it was like, oh, you're going to be in the lottery and go on a cruise and win a car. It's like, what is this, a game show? Yeah, and people lost by playing, didn't they? So, you know, Texas did make some commendable efforts in outlawing the suffocation devices and the jab requirements early on. But did anyone at the higher levels of government actually attempt to halt this mass rollout in Texas of the cocktails, you know, the voluntary programs? So how long has the Texas administration and the government officials been sitting on this information about this manufacturing company starting with a P? So it, I'm going to read a little bit more from the lawsuit. How did this happen? How did the P company's cocktail achieve such widespread adoption, yet fall short of the stated goal of ending the hogwash? Again, I refute that statement in its entirety. In a nutshell, they deceived the public. Again, this is the lawsuit. First, their widespread representation that its product possessed 95% efficacy against infection was highly misleading from day one. That number was only ever legitimate in a solitary, highly technical and artificial way. And he goes into a little bit more of the medical details, which I have presented from time to time on this channel, and let me just summarize it for you here. How do you ever prove the efficacy of this product? How do you ever know it works? So you've got two people, all right? One person is not a pincushion and doesn't intend to be one, and the other person is a human pincushion, and both of them get this illness. What conclusion can you draw? None. Okay. No conclusion can be drawn from that information because you had two different outcomes with two different circumstances. Now, let's say that we have the same situation where you have someone that got the product is a human pincushion and the other isn't, and both of them are healthy and they never get any illness. What conclusion can you draw about the efficacy of said product? None. No. A conclusion can be drawn. It never can be drawn. Now you'll say, well, that person that became the human pincushion did get sick, but not as sick as they probably would have if they hadn't have gotten the cocktail. Oh, how do you prove that? And how do you know that's even true? That's conjecture. So I just have to do my little commentary there. And I don't see the Attorney General stating anything about that at all. In fact, this lawsuit is actually pushing the premise of the hogwash, of it being widespread, even questioning the efficacy of a product as if more testing and more government funding and more oversight will finally yield this safe and effective product that people have been hoping for. This is the slippery slope that I'm uncomfortable with. Okay. You know, these are good questions coming from the Attorney General. How did this cocktail achieve such widespread adoption? I'm certain that it couldn't have anything to do with the fact that these massive campaigns to become a human pincushion, which was a coordinated effort by all of the governors in all 50 states and the feds, they incentivized the doctors, the schools, the employers, and the general public. So if this company's widespread representation that its product possessed a 95%, am I doing my Texas accent, and 95% efficacy, I'm sure that's not a Texas accent, against infection was highly misleading from day one, as the lawsuit says, why did the Texas government wait for so long? Why did it continue with its rollout, promotion, and distribution of the cocktails? Inquiring minds want to know. This is critical thinking, digging deeper, not just applauding a lawsuit against the bad guys, but wait a minute. Let's dig deeper. What is this lawsuit really saying? And what is the narrative that it's pushing? Now, when you go on my Substack, which I will have for you the following day after this video is aired, you can get some links to articles that we've dug up. I'm being careful here with my language. Texas launches its next phase in the pincushion campaign. So the government was all about it. And it says that the Texas Department of State Health Services is launching its next phase in its campaign, encouraging Texans to become human pincushions against cooties with a $1.5 million television and radio ad buy because we love the mainstream media merry-go-round. This campaign from your tax dollars in Texas combines general information on the cooties' safety. I don't even like to the cocktail safety, I don't even like to put those two words together because it's an oxymoron, and effectiveness, another oxymoron, with messages geared towards specific groups that research shows tend to be less likely to become human pincushions. In other words, Texas did a mass, not only a mass cocktail program, but they did mass media to advertise and push for people like you and me that wanted, and hashtag never have, never will, that didn't comply with everything that was going on. They targeted the hesitant ones. Well, I'm not hesitant. I am absolutely confirmed and convicted. And I did need to tell you, though, all that I am 100% fully immunized by the power of the Holy Spirit. How about that? How do you like them apples? Them are pretty good apples. So wait a minute. Texas is the one that paid for the advertising, not that company that starts with a P, although they probably did their own. So is the Texas Department of Health also guilty of pushing these false claims? There seems like a little bit of hypocrisy here. I have not heard them come out saying, oh, we made a mistake. Sorry, all y'all that might have had some health issues related to this. So almost as if the Department of Health for the state of Texas almost was like a spokesperson for this very company that now is being sued by the state of Texas. So I will also have links for you for these ads in the Substack. So, you know, it seems to me like a third grader could see through the deception. I know many of you obviously are on board and have been from day one fighting this. So all of that being said, we probably can agree that this company that starts with the letter P is the ringleader and has been the ringleader and has definitely been the advertiser on so many news programs and mainstream media. So yes, they are a target, and I'm happy that they are being served with this lawsuit, and I would like to see justice be served as well. But I just, you know, I would like to hold them accountable, but I just can't help but feel that there's something more to this. Let me know if your discernment meter is going off on this lawsuit as well. Is this just kind of smoke and mirrors? Is this to make people like us and people in Texas feel better that some action is being taken against the bad guys? Is it really going to yield the results that we want? Or is it going to backfire in terms of there being more government money given to companies like this for more safety testing, meaning more individuals? I mean, how many individuals need to be harmed in this safety testing? I have no issue with an adult that wants to undergo a clinical trial, paid or unpaid. That's fine. But when we're talking about testing on innocent children because parents took their babies to be in these clinical trials, that's how they were able to say that these are safe and effective for 6-month-year-olds. I mean, 6-month-olds. That's just, in my mind, child abuse. These children have no say. And of course, I'm an animal lover and I am not in favor of testing on animals. That's probably a topic for another day, but they are also innocent. And if adults want to be tested and be a human guinea pig, go for it. So I agree that there should be action taken, but there's just something that I feel is underneath this. I'm curious as to the timing. I'm curious as to why the P company, and I expect there will be some time as this winds its way through the courts, and these lawsuits take a long time, take a lot of money, and right now it is grabbing the headlines. So I earnestly hope for justice to be served, and the impact of this lawsuit could extend beyond the borders of Texas with the potential to trigger a chain reaction of legal actions across the nation, probably not in California or New York, but hopefully in other states. So I also hope that this will continue to spark discussions about political and legal reform in terms of how could companies, hospitals, colleges, medical centers, how could they require you to undergo a medical intervention against your will. What if your employer required you to smoke as a part of their company policy? And you're like, I don't smoke. Well, that doesn't matter. We do it. We find that it's more relaxing and makes our employees more productive. It is one of our policies. Well, company policies and government requirements cannot legitimately be legitimate and moral and ethical, and certainly not legal or lawful, if they violate your rights. And this is what I've built the Healthy American on, helping you understand your rights and how to fight to uphold them. So there's more legal action in Texas making the headlines. I just wanted to combine these two stories and sort of highlight Texas for what they're doing. I know that many people are living in freedom in that state and loving it. But I also know there are very liberal cities that can sort of extend beyond their reach. That's what happens in California as well. The state of California is red. It's conservative. There are the larger cities that are liberal and tend to sway some of the population. And then, of course, there's corruption. So we don't even know how I can't even really talk about elections on this channel without triggering the algorithm, but that's another factor to consider. So Texas, stay red and stay conservative and keep taking these actions. Here's another action. And this is the Texas governor signed into law SB4. That was Senate Bill 4. And this is an effort to combat the tidal wave of illegal immigrants pouring across the southern border. So everything's bigger in Texas, isn't it? Including their legal battles. So this law was passed through the legislature. And you know that I've been speaking about that for about 4 years, in that the governors in other states were just issuing these edicts like a dictator, like they're doing in Hawaii and California and New York. And that's not how laws are issued in our country. They have to go through the legislative process. And here's an example. And this likely will also be challenged because there is a blurred line here between the authority that the state has and the authority that the federal government has. So let's go back for just a moment to 2017, when the state of Texas sought to, and I'm just reading from some notes from my Substack here, the state of Texas sought to crack down on so-called sanctuary cities. Remember that? The idea was to bolster the state authority over immigration status to ensure the collaboration with federal agencies and to promote public safety, because it would ideally deter criminal activities among those, illegal immigrants. I don't even know if that word is allowed, that phrase is allowed here on YouTube. But that implementation faced criticism for potential civil rights violations, you know, fostering distrust, hindering cooperation between law enforcement and immigrant communities, and all of the other types of obstacles that are usually brought up in these cases. But right now, Texas is grabbing the headlines with its latest immigration law, which challenges the federal jurisdiction over immigration. It's really quite interesting. This border security bill that was signed into law just on Monday, and it aims to strengthen Texas, the border security in Texas, by combating human smuggling, right? Human trafficking, discouraging the influx of illegal border crossings, and to safeguard the lives and property of Texans through continued funding for the construction of the border wall. I would love to hear what you think about Texas having that state border wall. So this is it, Senate Bill 4. It creates a criminal offense for illegal entry into Texas from a foreign nation. The law cracks down on repeated attempts of those who are trying to enter Texas, and it creates this new offense. So it's a crime for somebody to try to enter again the country illegally, and it penalizes offenders with up to 20 years in prison. It also provides a mechanism to order this offender to go back from where they came, from whence they came, and prevent them from coming back into the state of Texas. It provides civil immunity and indemnification, meaning it's going to protect local and state government officials, employees, and contractors from lawsuits that might result from enforcing these provisions. So under this new law, all law enforcement officials across Texas regardless of where they are in proximity to the border, will have the authority to detain individuals suspected of entering the country illegally. I have questions about this as well. And we can have conversations about racial profiling and ethnic profiling. And there are several states with immigration sanctuary laws that ironically are approaching their breaking points, like New York, Massachusetts. Remember when they wanted, and they probably still do want people to host illegal immigrants in their homes. Gee, that sounds like a really bad idea, doesn't it? I'm sorry, a really good idea, doesn't it? According to the government, of course, we should take in people who we probably can't communicate with, backgrounds that we know nothing about. They might be criminals or maybe even attempt to perpetrate a crime upon us in our own homes. I think that sounds like a great idea out of the goodness of our own hearts, of course. Yes, I've been speaking about similar situations in Hawaii. So, you know, and I know that the immigration issue is out of control. I've done a couple of videos on that on my channel before. And all snark aside, it is something that we do need to be concerned about. So it's good news, I think, in Texas. They at least are bringing this into the public perception, and we can have more conversations about it. And possibly this type of legislation could inspire other states to do something similar. Let me know what you think in a comment below. I love hearing from my healthy Americans. Thanks for being on board for this twofer. I thought we would just highlight the state of Texas, applaud the state of Texas, and keep our eye on maybe some of the hidden underpinnings of these actions, and continue to take action in a way that makes sense for us. My goal is to inspire, empower, educate, and encourage you to live in liberty, to stand for your freedom, to keep fighting for it. And I will be with you every step of the way. Thanks, everybody. And I look forward to seeing you in an upcoming broadcast.